Hello and welcome to the Tumby Bay District Council podcast, your go-to destination for everything happening in our vibrant community. This month, we've got a fresh batch of updates and insights into the happenings around Tumby Bay. So, grab your favourite cuppa and let's dive in. Kicking off our update for this month, we turn our attention to the words from our very own Mayor, Jeff Churchett. In the recent council meeting, which was held on the 13th, a pressing concern was brought forward by Mr. Ryan Viney, CEO of Regional Development Australia Eyre Peninsula, addressing the urgent need for childcare facilities here in Tumby Bay and across the Eyre Peninsula. It's heartening to see pivotal issues like these getting the attention they deserve. And what's more? This report has just been presented to the state government and is soon to be presented to the federal government in Canberra. It's high time our little ones have access to the care and support they need. Shifting gears to another significant local jewel, the Tumby Bay Jetty, while it has managed to snag some media attention recently, not all the news is as bright as we wish. The Mayor has reiterated his concerns about safety, reminding everyone of Safe Work SA's declaration deeming the jetty unsafe, with an official order now in place barring entry. It's critical we all heed these warnings as safety is paramount. But hang tight, jetty lovers, as a council workshop to discuss council's long-term financial plan, delving into repair and replacement cost impacts was recently held. And for those who couldn't attend in person, there was good news. The meeting was live-streamed. So keep an eye out for council meeting times and access details listed in the council newsletter or website, and let's stay connected and informed about the future of our jetty. Now, here's a heartwarming community highlight, the grand reopening of the Port Neal Hotel. The new proprietors, David and Helen, are eager to give this local institution a fresh new start, and they're opening their doors to us all. Next time you're in Port Neal, why not pop into the hotel and give them a warm welcome? Moving right along, our CEO, Rebecca Hayes, has some thrilling community updates. Ready your calendars, because the Tumby Bay Fringe and other festivities are here, with a trove of events you won't want to miss. Mark Ryan and his crew of comedians cracked the audience up with his spectacle Fairy Floss and Chaos. Fancy a night of chuckles with Confetti and Chaos? This uproarious dinner show on the 29th of February promises a good laugh, complete with a sumptuous three-course meal, and all for just $85. And the Stones Oz, Australia's top Rolling Stones tribute band, will be shaking things up on March 8th to kick of Colour Tumby Unplugged Long Weekend. You can make your bookings via colourtumby.com. Featuring a tapestry of community events, from car aficionados showcasing their wheels at the Cruzy Car Show, to anglers competing in the fishing competition and skateboarders shredding it up, we've got something for everyone this March long weekend. Some great events there, so I hope you're able to join in. Now, on to the nitty-gritty of governance. Our ordinary council meetings are shifting gears. They'll now be held on the second Thursday of each month, starting at 5:30 p.m. These sessions are open to the public, and it's a fantastic opportunity to get a glimpse into the decision-making that shapes our community. And here's your invitation to make a real impact. The Council is calling on you, our community members, to share your thoughts. The Draft Strategic Plan Review and Sports and Recreational Precinct Master Plan has been endorsed for consultation, and there's a series of drop-in sessions coming up designed for precisely this purpose. Holmes Dyer, our consultants, will be there to guide the conversation and garner your insights. Your feedback is a cornerstone for us. The Council is reaching out for your valuable opinion on several projects in the pipeline, including the new strategic plan that will carry us through to 2028, the Sports and Recreational Precinct Master Plan, various possible futures for the Tumby Bay Jetty, foreshore, and much more. This is your chance to steer the ship on how we prioritise our budget, plan out major infrastructure, and strategise for the long term. So mark your calendars for March 1st and 2nd for those drop-in sessions. More information can be found on the Council website in the consultation section. We are constantly driven to keep you in the loop. Stay tuned for upcoming meetings, get involved in public consultations, and head to local events. The Council encourages you to flip through our community newsletter, check out newspaper ads, follow our social media, sign up for the Community Connect email list, or simply swing by our website for all the latest. Congratulations are certainly in order for our inspiring community members who've been recognised with Australia Day Awards. Citizen of the Year goes to Jeff Stewart, an extraordinary individual who has dedicated 25 years to serving Tumby Bay. Whether he's volunteering for the SA Ambulance, writing historical accounts in our newsletter, or leading the Bikes by the Bay group, Jeff's impact is deeply felt in our community. Senior Citizen of the Year, Denny Cox, is another incredible local, always lending a helping hand. A pillar of the Port Neal Township, Denny has had a pivotal role in initiatives like the Men's Shed, aligning with his generous spirit and commitment to spurring camaraderie among residents. Emmy Hennell is our Active Citizenship Award winner, a name many of you would recognise, as she's one of our primary healthcare providers. Her voluntary involvement with the Rural Emergency Responders Network perfectly exemplifies her dedication to Tumby Bay's well-being. Our community event of the year is none other than the Colour Tumby Festival. This vibrant festival has an undeniable influence on Tumby Bay, driving economic growth, creating jobs, and fostering community spirit. It's a source of pride and an excellent draw for visitors all year round, all thanks to our united efforts. A big round of applause to Ungara Primary School and parent committees for the Certificate of Achievement. Through numerous fundraising endeavours, they've secured $50,000, moving them closer to their goal of a new inclusive playground. Truly impressive. Switching gears to our Returned Services League news, Tumby Bay sub-branch is on the lookout for a new club secretary. So if you're up for the challenge, give Jeff Blackwell a ring. Also, a final call to secure your commemorative bricks. Don't miss out. The RSL always welcomes new members, making it a fantastic club with a mix of fun and a mission of honouring our service folks. For families with young kids, a beautiful program to consider is 1,000 Books Before School. This initiative encourages early reading habits between parents, carers and children, paving the way for successful early literacy. Head over to the Tumby Bay School Community Library to register and start your reading adventure with a chance for your child to earn special rewards along the way. Have you seen the new Welcome to Lipson sign yet? A dedicated team has pieced together a beautiful welcome for residents and visitors alike. Special thanks to Dennis Peck, Tumby Concrete and Troughs, and everyone involved, showcasing how local collaboration truly makes a difference. The National Trust Museum has a new addition. Thanks to the Tumby Bay Progress Association, we have our own silo art book curated by Australian Geographic. It's a treasure featuring Tumby Bay, so why not pop into the museum, library or council to have a look? Folks, did you know that, just like cars and bicycles, horses are legally considered vehicles when they share the road? That's right. Our horse riders have the same rights and responsibilities as other drivers, and it's crucial that we acknowledge and respect this. In recent times, our community has experienced an uptick in close calls involving vehicles and horse riders. This serves as a pressing reminder that we all have a role in fostering a safe environment. Our riders are not just trotting on the roads, they're also allowed on nature strips and footpaths. However, when they're on these shared paths, they'll need to yield to pedestrians. It's a two-way street of courtesy, you see. On roads, horse riders must adhere to the Australian road rules, communicating like the rest of us with good old-fashioned hand signals. So, what can we, as motorists, do to minimise risks and ensure our roads are safe for riders and their noble steeds? Let's start with the basics, reducing speed. When you see a horse on or near the road, it's time to ease off the gas. Even the most well-behaved horses can get jittery with fast or unforeseen vehicle movements. And speed limits aren't just numbers on a sign, they're there to keep us all safe, especially in urban areas where 25 kilometres per hour is the norm. When you're out in the rural stretches of our district, adjust your speed as needed, particularly when you're passing horse riders. Now, remember to pass with care and provide ample space. Space is a horse's best friend when it comes to feeling secure. And let's avoid any disturbances that might startle our four-legged companions. That means no loud accelerations, revving engines, or honking your horn. Patience is a virtue, particularly if a horse seems unsettled. Slow down further or stop altogether until the rider signals it's safe to move ahead. And always be on the lookout for those sudden movements or signals from the rider. It's better to anticipate than react, after all. That wraps up this edition of the Tumby Bay District Council podcast. We're thrilled to share these updates and stories that knit us closer as a community. Join us next month for more news from the district. Until then, stay connected, stay active, and keep making our district a wonderful place to call home. Thanks for listening.